Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Tributes have been paid to the former One Direction band member Liam Payne, who died after falling from a hotel balcony in Argentina. He was 31. Police in Buenos Aires said the singer fell from the third floor of the Casa Sur Hotel in Argentina's capital. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
Fans have gathered outside the hotel where the former One Direction star was found dead shortly after 5 p.m. local time yesterday. It's understood Liam Payne sustained fatal injuries after falling from a third floor balcony. Police were originally at the scene to respond to reports of an aggressive man who may have been under the effects of drugs and alcohol. Tributes have been paid from figures across the music and entertainment industry since news of Liam Payne's death first broke. Former X Factor presenter Dermot O'Leary described it as the worst news. Liam Payne first appeared on the singing competition in 2008 and again in 2010 before becoming part of the band One Direction. He was in Buenos Aires to attend the concert of his former bandmate Niall Horan. Liam Payne shares a son with former X Factor judge Cheryl Cole. The UK's Foreign Office has confirmed that it's in contact with local authorities in Argentina regarding reports of a British man's death. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
Three people have been charged in connection with the death of a baby girl in County Tyrone. Our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
Police confirmed yesterday evening that the death of baby Tavia Da Costa had been murder. Overnight, they've charged three people who'd been in custody with offences relating to the death of the child. A 29-year-old man will appear in court this morning charged with her murder and cruelty to children, a 21-year-old woman with manslaughter, and a 24-year-old woman with causing or allowing the death of a child and cruelty to children. All three will appear at the Magistrates' Court in Strabane this morning. Tavia, who was just 23 months old, was found dead at a house in Dungannon, County Tyrone, on Sunday. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris will hold talks with the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez at today's summit of EU leaders in Brussels. They will discuss their ongoing efforts to have the EU review its association agreement with Israel in the light of the recent opinion by International Court of Justice on Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories. The Taoiseach will also discuss the UNIFIL peacekeeping mission with a number of its counterparts, including Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and the French President Emmanuel Macron. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
As well as the Middle East, EU leaders will focus their attention on migration, while Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will attend the meeting in person. With migration an ever more pressing political issue, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has suggested elements of the EU's migration pact could be brought forward, and that the EU should look at what are termed innovative solutions to deal with Europe's migration issue. That's taken to mean the kind of outsourcing that Italy has now agreed with Albania. Male asylum seekers who are picked up in the Mediterranean are taken not to Italy but to Albania, where they'll be guarded in a secure camp and have their asylum applications assessed by Italian officials on Albanian soil. Another suggestion is that asylum seekers who've had their applications rejected on European soil would be sent to hubs outside the EU, possibly in the Balkans, where they'd be held before being deported. The Irish government wants to see the detail before committing. Officials suggest any solution must be in line with international law. The Taoiseach will meet Pedro Sanchez, the Spanish Prime Minister, to assess efforts to get the EU to review its association agreement with Israel. Simon Harris has said the advisory opinion by the International Court of Justice in July that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories is illegal has changed the context, and that more member states should come on board to demand that trade with Israel be reviewed. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Dáil has passed two major pieces of legislation amid growing indications that a general election will be held before Christmas. The Gambling Regulation Bill, which was identified as one of the key pieces of legislation that needed to be enacted before the calling of an election, was one of those passed. The legislation puts in place the Gambling Regulatory Authority that will oversee the licensing and regulating of betting, our political correspondent Micheál Lehán.
This legislation has been in the making for more than a decade and was steered over the line last night by Minister of State James Brown. It puts in place the Gambling Regulatory Authority that will oversee the licensing and regulating of betting. And it prohibits gambling advertising between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. Earlier last night, the Social Welfare Bill was also passed in the Dáil, which will give effect to the planned welfare increases announced on Budget Day. It means that most of the government's legislative Dáil work has now been completed, except for the finance bill. Yesterday, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said it was reasonable to assume that there could be an election before Christmas if all the required legislation was passed. His comments come amid mounting speculation that the Dáil could be dissolved early in November if the finance bill is passed earlier than currently scheduled.
The European Central Bank is widely expected to cut interest rates today. If the reduction happens, it would automatically benefit tracker mortgage customers and put downwards pressure on variable and fixed rates. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
The European Central Bank had increased rates in an effort to bring inflation under control 2 years ago. Latest figures show the rise in the cost of living is now 1.8% in the Eurozone. That's just below the ECB's target of 2%. And there are indications growth in the Eurozone could be weaker than hoped. Economists believe the changing economic picture and falling inflation leaves the way clear for a cut in rates. A 0.25% reduction would mean a monthly saving of €46 on a €300,000 mortgage. While it will be good news for borrowers, it won't be so positive for savers, who will see reduced returns over time.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Today there'll be sunny spells and scattered showers, some of which will be heavy. The showers will become isolated by late afternoon, leaving a dry and bright evening. Very high spring tides may cause coastal flooding. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 16 degrees.